Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So we tried to come up with a creative way to deliver some of the bad news. Hoff came up with this segment. Let's see what we got here as we debut Bad News in a Good Way.
Now, what sort of news do you have?
Well, to be perfectly frank, it's bad.
Maybe if you tell me the bad news in a good way, it won't sound so bad. Yes, I can do that. Bad news in a good way.
All right, bad news in a good way. Well, the Mets, as you may know, okay, guys, they have been really bad. They've lost 10 out of 11 games, whatever. But
what are you, high?
Yeah, you change goofy. The mood.
Yeah, no, listen, this is a fun segment.
Yeah, right.
We're doing good stuff here, okay?
Yes.
But guess what? There is somebody that's going to, right now the offense has been terrible, but there is somebody that is making his way back. His name is Mark Vientos. I don't know if you've seen his numbers at all, but this is a guy that's going to take over and help this team win. Right now, he's got a 317 OPS and a robust 95 batting average. So
and don't forget, he doesn't run out ground balls, and he's kicking it all over at third base when he was healthy.
Yes. Yes.
That's good news.
There you go. We got the upgrade at third base.
Well, it's the first piece of bad news, but in a good way.
In a good way.
But it actually is an upgrade. That's the crazy thing.
Hey, he's been I was talking about this with Evan off the air yesterday, and you and I have talked about this for a while on the air, but Vientos has been maybe the one. If you look at one guy who's been the most disappointing so far in the Mets season, I was looking at him as being the second legit bat, or the third behind Lindor and Soto in this lineup. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Pete's been great, but Vientos was that type of impact bat last year. He's fallen off a cliff.
I think he's the most disappointing New York baseball player so far, not just on the Mets. And the Yankees have a couple, but I think he's more disappointing so far.
All right, Hoff, what else?
All right, Jeff McNeil is around still. Luis Angel Acuña got sent down. He went 3-for-4 yesterday. McNeil's still here, but we thought that Pete Alonso was the biggest slumper. It's Jeff McNeil who's batting 152. I mean,
152 over what?
Over the past 11 games.
Is that
during this stretch, he's batting 152. I mean, you got to look at these numbers and see how amazing. That's pretty bad. No, that's pretty.
It does soften the blow when you get the bad news in a good way, like as opposed to, come on, this guy's hitting 155 in the last 11 games. You know, the good delivery there in a good way.
Oh, good. I have more.
Yeah. I mean, McNeil has been another big problem. Because when he's on, it's like, oh, look at McNeil. Look at what he could do. Hitting with a little power, hitting with a little average. And then he just falls off again. And I have been done with McNeil for years. I'm tired of it. I would like to see Jeff McNeil move.
Can I just be, very blunt here? It's time for the Jeff McNeil era to end, period.
And give me Acuña every single day. Let him grow here at second.
He actually has a little spark to him. Like, I don't know if anybody's realized.
Juice.
Yeah, and guess what?
He's got a nice belt.
But that spark's been missing since he has been playing every day. But that's besides the point. I don't want to get into serious stuff. It's supposed to be fun.
Yes,
This is jovial.
What, do you have one more first?
I got one more. Okay. This is great. You got to listen to this, okay? Because the Braves were 8 games under 500, and they were, I think, let's see, they were, during this whole stretch, they have won now 8 of 11 games. They are now they're 4 games under 500. They're 4 games under 500. They were 10 games under 500. Now they're 4 games out of 500, under 500. If they sweep the Mets, 2 games under 500. They've gained about 8 games on the Mets.
But the good news is, even with all those wins, they're still not 500.
No, yeah. But
there's the positivity.
And get this. The Mets on the other side, they were in first place when this whole thing started. In the entire league, they are now halfway out of the playoffs.
As he's laughing. If you look at it with the Mets, where they've gone in the standings overall, because the division is still fine, you know, just a game and a half back. Letting the Braves into it is one thing, but overall, mm-hmm. the Mets were one of the top teams in Major League Baseball.
Well, at one point, they had the best record.
Correct. Not too long ago. Yep. And now 46 wins. I mean, you're talking about 4 off the pace from the Tigers. It's still not bad, but certainly not anywhere where it was.
What, are you crazy?
Yeah.
All right. Why are you laughing? This is terrible news.
There you have it.
Half light in the mood. Attaboy, buddy.
I mean, still, man. Everything is still right
positive.
There. I understand that. Everything is still right there, but hard to be positive when we see how poorly they play here. I mean, is it too much to ask to beat the Braves? Is that too much to ask?
Apparently. Honestly, for years, dude.
Can't beat the Braves.
I'd love to see you guys get into a bench clearing brawl tonight. I really, I'm dead serious. I really would.
If they didn't have that doubleheader last year, if there weren't rain and those games were just played normally, I'm convinced the Mets would not have made the playoffs.
Well, who says God hates the Mets? He gave you a weather break. He hooked you up.
Yeah.
Show some gratitude already.
Only says up for to be the punching bag yet again. BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019. Angel's calling from the Bronx. What's up, Angel?
Hey, what's going on, guys? BT and Sal, love it. I want to be a positive Mets fan. This is the perfect opportunity for us to start a winning streak. Why do I say that? We're facing the back of the rotation, the Braves. We're not facing the heavy guys anymore. And we're not facing schemes on the weekend. We're facing their back end of the rotation. I'm assuming these guys know that. They're professional baseball players. They should know what's going on.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I think we lost you there, Angel, and thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, all hope is not lost. I just now, for me personally, I need to actually see it before I believe it. I've gotten sucked in too many times. I still at my core believe that this team is good when they're whole. You know, getting Montas back help, getting Manaea back will help. Senga, whenever he comes back. Viento, same thing. But, like, it's still a lot of the same guys. The lineup is banged up at the bottom of the order. What about Nimmo? What about Alonso? What about McNeil? What about Vientos when he was healthy? Their lineup isn't just an issue now, BT.
Yep.
It's been an issue all year long.
Listen, one thing we haven't really pointed out, and I remember, quite frankly, I forgot, like, because there's so much that's happened since, but I do remember going into the year like, wow, Mets have a pretty nice schedule to start here. So I wonder, you know, as they get off to this great start, not that they didn't deserve the you know, the praise is because you win, and you know, you got to get some hook. We got to respond to wins, otherwise we're just miserable. But don't forget, guys, they played the Marlins in the second series of the year. Then they played the Marlins again in the fourth year, in the fourth series. Then they went right into the Oakland A's series in the minor league venue. Like, you know, they were able to bag some wins that certainly created some momentum and kind of set them apart a little bit here. So, that, you know, when I say you're probably really not who, like, your worst moment, best moment, it's probably true. They're not this bad, but I think the real question, this is why Stearns needs to address it with a big move. I just don't think, and I don't know that I thought this early, to be fair, but I think it now. They weren't as good as they looked early. They weren't that team, Sal.
This baseball brief is brought to you by Guinness Stout. Yeah, I mean, I still think that they're better than this stretch, but even if it's somewhere in between, it's not as good as I thought that they were about a week or so ago. Mike is calling from Newark. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Listen, I want to just accept, let you guys know that what's the big problem with the Mets, and I've been a fan, I'm 75 years old, since way back. Last night, the Mets are down. It's the ninth inning. They got runners up first and third. Baby's up, right? You got a 3-1 count. This is the biggest problem with the Mets. The ball is in the dirt, guys. If you watch the game, the pitcher pitches it. It bounces in front of the plate. Baby swings and misses. I'm about to throw anything through my 75-inch TV. Anything. Now, the next pitch is right down the middle of the plate. He don't swing, and then he starts arguing with the umps. This is the biggest problem. Is there any way you guys can figure out sometime during the week how many times the Mets have struck out with runners on base with less in scoring position and how many of them have been looking?
Yeah, we'll put Hoff right on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and then we'll get the wrong info, and then we'll put somebody else on it. We'll get the right info. Thanks for the call there, buddy. Appreciate it. I did give the stat yesterday where the Mets have the 29th out of 30 teams in baseball, the lowest batting average with runners in scoring position. I don't know about the strikeouts,
right,
but the second worst average.
Okay, and that's been a thing all year long. I don't expect that to be the identity of this offense. I'm less concerned about the numbers with runners in scoring position and more concerned about the inconsistency of some of the mainstays in this lineup. That would be my biggest concern.
Okay, I'm half with you. I am, because I know what you mean. That's obvious. And I see why you would say that. But until they make that big trade that I've been saying they need to make, you're going to be running out more bad guys, quote, than good players, which is going to negatively impact that batting average more than it won't.
Right. But even when they were fully healthy, I mean, I guess they were never fully healthy, but, you know, majority of the lineup was healthy to start the year. They were not getting the job done with runners in scoring position. Even with Pete going nuts, driving in the runs at a ridiculous level, they're still, as a team, their average with runners. And Soto was a big part of this. You know, maybe
he was. Soto was definitely a big piece of that
right,
early.
So,
yeah.
So if I'm going to pick one player who I would want to be the biggest part of it, it would be Soto, because he's the one player that I know doesn't have any issues with hitting in pressurized situations. So that, to me, was an aberration or an anomaly, whatever. Soto will come out of that with the runners in scoring position. Will that help the entire team? I'm not sure. Maybe it will. Maybe that will be more than enough between See, I know Lindor's clutch. I know Soto's clutch. Pete has proven to be clutch before, so I don't think it's the moment for Pete. I just think sometimes he lacks that discipline that was he was so great at in April and May, the plate discipline.
He's a power hitter. That's it.
Okay, which is fine.
That says it all. We know what that means. Right. He's a power hitter.
Correct. Which you take that, but in the beginning of the year, he was much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
So now without that, without Alonso playing way over his head, is it enough with the rest of the lineup? It's not. Without Nimmo, Vientos, McNeil, Alvarez, those guys.
Totally agree. Totally agree.
That's the problem.
How's positive Tommy doing? Tommy, everything's still okay, buddy?
Yeah,
he's flashing a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Tommy, that's
he said no biggie.
It's fading, buddy.
No biggie again. That is funny. This is the no biggie. Yeah, Knicks blow an historic game one collapse.
No biggie, we're good.
Yeah, no biggie. No, they lost the series. It's a biggie.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.